And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now from the state capitol in St. Paul, it's Representative Christy Purcell from District 58A. Good morning, Christy. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm A-okay.
Good. It's been kind of a light week. You had a couple of days off earlier this week for a Passover, so you've just been back in session for a couple of days, and you know, not a whole lot of news coming out of the legislature, but there have been newsworthy events involving, well, one of their members in particular. Over in the Senate, there is a DFL senator that was arrested for breaking into her stepmother's home in a rather bizarre story. Now, I know this doesn't really have anything to do with the session, but has there been talk up there? What are you hearing about this incident?
Well, so I don't know Senator Nicole Mitchell super well. I think the story is deeply troubling, and I guess I just have a lot of concern for her well-being and for just my fellow legislators over in the other chambers to try to get the work done. But the people of Minnesota sent us up to St. Paul to do, so I'm hopeful that they will be able to figure their stuff out so that we can finish our work. Now, we're not constitutionally required to pass anything this year, so who knows how this session will wrap up.
Yeah, that is still an unresolved issue as to whether she'll be back or not, so I guess stay tuned, folks. We'll see what happens. So you had a couple of days off this week, and you got to spend a little bit of time with the kids and everything. And you've got the legislative sessions really kind of hitting gear. You got to get some stuff done. What has been the last couple of days? What have you been working on?
Well, so we had Monday, Tuesday, and the first half of Wednesday off because Tuesday was Passover. And then last week, Friday, was the third deadline, like we talked about last week. So now we're really shifting from committee work into just passing things off the floor. So I know it's been really busy in the Ways and Means Committee. So that's, if anything has a fiscal impact, it has to go through there. So I'm not on that committee, so I have a lighter committee week. We did have one committee hearing Wednesday afternoon. The Environment and Natural Resources Committee met because of the helium deposit that has been discovered in northern Minnesota. And we don't have any laws regarding the mining of gases. We only have laws around the mining of minerals. So we had a special hearing in order to try to put something on the books so it's not just kind of a free-for-all. And then a lot of times, you know, where there's this helium deposit up in Lake County, and a lot of times there's other gases there as well, including methane and other gases that might not be great to release. So we had a hearing, which was so interesting because I had no idea how many really important things helium is used for, military, MRIs, just to name a few. So I at least mainly think about, you know, party balloons, but it's actually a very important gas for us to use. So that was very interesting.
You know,
to learn about.
I had no idea as well. I was going to ask you, what do we do with helium? Make balloons? And I didn't know. I get it comes out of the ground. It's a gas. Not something I ever put really any thought into, and will it have any value? So what has there been some type of extraction proposal? I mean, did they want to dig a well? I'm presuming it's not, you know, strip mining. They'd probably have to put some type of gas well down there.
And so it seems like it's not the volume of the helium is not such that, you know, companies are going to want to build trains and things. The idea is that it could be like one truckload a day. And there's a process to compress it into a liquid, which then is, you know, more stable for transporting. And then this is actually, even though it's not an enormous amount that has been discovered, it is quite concentrated. So I guess there was one other time that the helium was discovered in Minnesota, but it was like 2% of a, you know, kind of an area mixed with a lot of other gases. And this is like 98% or something. It's quite, quite concentrated amount. And yes, the military is the largest user of helium. And so we're trying to make sure that both, local communities and the state, and are properly compensated for this resource, and that it's not just like going to the necessarily like private landowners and making sure that this is mined in an appropriate way. I think private landowners would have those mineral rights. But also a bunch, like where this was found, there is state forfeited land on three sides. And so trying to figure out where exactly underground the deposit is and making sure that, you know, if local people are doing the extraction, that they, you know, can be compensated for that, but also that it's not leaving the counties and the communities behind. As far as like being able to be a boost, really,
right.
for those communities.
Well, it's interesting, and they take it away in trucks. You know, I guess the obvious question is how do they keep the trucks from floating off?
I think the liquidation. I'm not a scientist, but there is precedent for that part. I love that visual, though, Jeff.
I'm sure they figured out a way. Once again, State Representative Christy Purcell from District 58A is our guest today on the KYMM Morning Show. We're talking about the legislative session. Has that been the, I mean, you've only been there for like a day or so, day and a half, as you had mentioned. Has that been the only committee hearing that you've had, or have you worked on some other things?
Nope. So that was my last committee. All the other committees wrapped up last week, but because we knew we needed to have some legislation around this brand new type of mining in the state, we knew that we were going to have this. Today, also, we are getting a briefing about the high pathogen avian influenza. So that we talked about that last year, my first year in the legislature. It's been in conversation before then because now that it's the migratory bird season, wild birds and their droppings pass on this high pathogen avian influenza to our livestock breeders, and then it has like an 80% death rate in our birds, and Minnesota is the number one turkey producing state. So the things like lasers and up into the sky have deterred more of the migratory birds. But the thing that we're really keeping an eye on now is that the high path has passed over into bovines. And so now we're seeing that impact dairy operations and milk production. It is not deadly in bovines. It reduces milk production for about a week. And then the animals seem to recover. But in the past, we have seen it also jump to humans and cause conjunctivitis or pink eye. And then we, up until this week, pasteurization took care of having that influenza be in the milk from from the cows that have it, but now we have seen that pass through pasteurized milk. So we're having a briefing about kind of the latest development. Things are changing really fast with this. So I have that briefing before we have floor session at 11 o'clock today.
All right. And lastly, what about next week? There's often times in the year, of course, across the legislative session, especially this time where there people are working behind the scenes and making deals and getting stuff done. Is it kind of, for you personally, is it hurry up and wait? Will you be on any type of conference committee or anything?
Well, that is yet to be seen. So next week will be the first time that we hear finance committee bills on the floor, and likely there will be many amendments to those bills, and then we have to pass them off the floor. The Senate needs to pass them, which again, that's a little bit up in the air of if and how that will happen. And then once that happens, we will hopefully have conference committees to come to compromise with the two versions. So I would love to be on the Agriculture Committee Conference. I'm the vice chair of the Ag Committee, and there is going to be a combined conference with Commerce as well as Energy and Climate and Energy Committee with Agriculture. So I think that would be absolutely fascinating to be on and be in the conversations of those three committees together, but we'll see. So we got to get our bills off of the floor next week in order for that work to continue.
All right. Well, good luck today, and have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Wonderful. Thanks, Jeff. Take care.